Act Blue. The insidious George Soros tax-exempt political organization, an organization where billionaires dump money into pseudo-grassroots movements designed to throw a wrench in federal, state, and local government, foolish enough to allow the minions of Soros's lies to fester. Act Blue was once described in a human rights article as, quote, not driven by the average Democrat, as their image may suggest. They are rather mouthpieces for the radical agendas of the likes of Soros and labor unions.
You really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order.
George Soros has been a controversial topic. His past is well known and his enemies are many. But after the media defended his public image recently, he had fallen off the radar, which gave Soros and those that would dismantle the United States enough time and cover to reinforce their radical activism infesting major U.S. cities. It became accepted common knowledge, and although it is completely antithetical to the survival of our republic, U.S. politicians have done relatively nothing to stop it, and it's been ignored by media as it grew.
The students who are out there right now protesting, they are mourning the loss of their classmates and frankly, of their innocence to some extent, knowing that they have to be prepared for what might be a massacre.
Fellow Americans, who is directly behind the national movement to manipulate American youth into signing away their Second Amendment rights? At this point, you can blindly throw a dart at the chaos inhabiting the United States, and it will land on an organization directly funded by one of George Soros's Open Society foundations. And under that umbrella, yet another radical left umbrella directly connected to the student walkout movement, the Tides Foundation. Women'sMarch.com organized the student walkout protest. Scrolling down to the bottom of the Women's March global website, we learn they are a project of the Tides Center, a radical left funding machine created by a name synonymous with George Soros, Drummond Pike. In 2008, Pike anonymously donated $1 million to Acorn after Dale Rathke, the brother of Acorn's founder, Wade Rathke, was found to have embezzled $948,670.50 from the group and affiliated charitable organizations. Acorn had previously received funding from the Tides Foundation. A reminder, Black Lives Matter may appear to be some organic movement of African Americans fed up with the man, but it is simply a front for more Soros activity to divide and conquer. Bus fare, hotel rooms, and manufactured signs cost real money. Its two main financial supporters are Democracy Alliance and the Freedom Road Socialist Organization. Politico wrote, Democracy Alliance was created in 2005 by a handful of major donors, including billionaire financier George Soros and Taco Bell heir Rob McKay, to build a permanent infrastructure to advance liberal ideas and causes. And major donors like the Kellogg Foundation have had their trustees steer support from American values to filling the war chest of the radical left. Breitbart reported, the foundation has, for instance, donated millions to the Mexican nationalist organization La Raza, the group founded to reclaim the southwestern United States for Mexico. In 2015, the foundation gave $2,400,000 to the National Council of La Raza for general operating support. The Kellogg Foundation also has deep ties and associations with George Soros and the Clintons. Breitbart News noted that Kellogg gave $200,000 to George Soros' far-left Open Society Institute. Kellogg also gave $930,000 to Black Lives Matter and millions to the Clintons and Soros.
When I looked into the groups, the civil rights unit who's suing us and the Voting Rights Institute at Georgetown, every member of their advisory board for Voting Rights Institute, all 12 people, were directly working with organizations that are directly funded by George Soros' Open Society. Every single one of
them. It's incredible. This guy thought he was the Messiah 30 years ago when he wrote a book. But in a way, he kind of is the Messiah of evil. I mean, he's like the devil's Messiah.
John Bell.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWarsMD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured.
Well, the amazing Laura Logan is our guest. She's hosting the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. We got some amazing clips of Trump from his statement and press conference.
That's it.
We're going to get to it, but I just wanted to get you to make any other comments you wanted to get out there before we did this.
About what?
The entire panacea of what's happening.
Okay, nothing like throw me a curveball right there, Alex. Well, I got to say, one of the things that concerns me the most, because I'm a mom, is the trans ideology and what is happening with our education system. General Flynn always says, you know, I'm on the board of his foundation, and we do these counter-trafficking events around the country together. And he always tells people that the first thing he would do if he were Trump and he got back in office is not go after the DOJ or the FBI. It would be to get rid of the Department of Education.
Yeah, that's the real cult.
That's the real cult. And you know, the way I explain it is kind of like this. If you or I saw a picture, as you can find easily on the internet, right, of Pete Buttigieg and his partner, or, you know, two guys in a hospital bed cradling a newborn baby, like, we look at that, and that is profoundly unnatural and ungodly.
They're pretending like they just had babies.
Yeah, but you show that picture to the younger generation. How many of those kids say, yeah, and so what?
Two men had babies, yeah.
Yeah, you know, because that's the degree to which they have normalized all of this. And as we move further and further away from God as a society and as a nation, what happens is that, you know, if you watch what the Marxists do, right, the Marxist strategy is they'll move the line. They'll just keep pushing. They'll pick it up, and they'll keep moving it, moving it, moving it, up until they hit a wall. And that wall is the people. That wall is you, right? And you say, no, no, no. Wait a minute. What's going on here? But what they do, Alex, they never move back. They hold the line. And then the moment that your attention is diverted, you're worried about something else, they move it forward again and again and again. And in information war, that term is known as fractionalization, right? They start to get you used to something in tiny little increments. And you start to look over time where that has taken us. And that's a real worry for me as a mother and just as a decent human being.
They're moving the Overton window.
They definitely are.
But here's the good news.
Not in a good direction.
When I read the Carnegie and Ford endowment documents that are public, and plus the ones I've been shown that are secret, I'm not supposed to talk about, the reason they hate me and hate you, too.
He has a pro tip. If you want to keep something secret, don't tell Alex Jones.
No. Well, no, I'm not saying where the secret came from. They're so pissed because we moved the Overton window back, and now they say, oh, my God, Alex Jones is now mainstream. So what we talk about is the truth. But they try to make it radical and evil. If we're not ashamed of our strongest leaders telling the truth and the normalization of it, we're actually normalizing normalization and moving it back right now. That's why they're in full panic mode. Does that make sense?
Alex, how much do they hate me for doing that? How much do they hate me? I was the face of 60 Minutes. I was the future of the greatest news program.
You were their darling.
Ever created.
The golden child.
Yes. Washington Post, New York Times, Vogue magazine, Glamour magazine.
That's a good question. What made you, because you were never bad, but I've seen you, the documentaries you're in. When did you start to wake up? What was the shift like?
Well, I mean, when I got, you know, smashed in the face with a hammer for my Benghazi reporting. I mean, that's effectively what happened. That's when I discovered Media Matters for America and, you know, and just how evil these people are and how infiltrated political operatives and propagandists were across the media. I mean,
that's what I found. Their intimidation day one wakes people up who aren't cowards. You were just aware. You weren't fully aware. So when they tried to intimidate you, that didn't intimidate you. That made you investigate more.
No, I mean, Alex, I did what I have done since I was 17 years old. I'm 53 years old now. I followed the facts wherever they led me. I never thought about whether it was going to be good for the Republicans or bad for the Democrats or something like that. It never entered into my head. And people may find that hard to believe. I can't help you if you find it hard to believe because it's the truth and there's only one truth, right? But so when I was doing that, you know, suddenly people were writing articles about me and saying I was so great. Well, that was because the Bush administration was in office and I was, you know, calling out Rumsfeld when he was lying about the situation on the war on the ground in the war in Iraq where I was living for 5 years. So I kind of could see it. You know, I knew he was lying. And, you know, you call out the Cheneys of the world and the Bushes of this world and you're celebrated in America. But when I did exactly the same thing to the Obama administration, then everybody was like, whoa, no, it doesn't work like that. And, you know, then you go forward to the Trump election and you realize, wait a minute, this whole thing, when they said that, you know, the people, that the one place where all of us are equal, where that counts equally, is when you cast your vote, right? Your vote, my vote, it's no different to, you know, Obama's vote, Biden's vote, Trump's vote, it all counts the same. Except, what were they really saying? They were saying, no, that's a lie. That was just theater. We said that because it sounded nice, but we didn't mean it. You, the people, you're too stupid to choose your own leaders. We know better. So we can be whoever, right? It's not defined by the color of your skin. They want you to believe that it is, but it isn't. We know better. If I had a penny for every time I heard a journalist say that the audience was stupid, you know, and I realized, wait a minute, the audience isn't stupid. Actually, my old boss said to me, never underestimate the audience. What I realized is, you know, not being familiar with something doesn't make you dumb. It just might be that, I don't know, you're doing two jobs and
you're ignorant. You're not dumb.
You just haven't learned about it. But your ability to understand it, when you have journalists who stand up and tell the truth and they do it, you know, with skill and discipline, because that's what we're supposed to have, and they do it with knowledge, you can reach anybody. If you tell someone a story in a meaningful way that's accurate, that's the art of what we did at 60 Minutes when we did it properly. The problem is now they do it, but they don't have any balls when they do it, right?
I remember 60 Minutes exposing organ harvesting 20 years ago. They wouldn't do any of that now.
Hell no. They're just, you know, when I was attacked, that was a message to everyone who stayed on that program. If you want to survive, don't do what she did. Don't go outside of the narrative. You know, they have a system of control. And that system is driven by fear. That's the thing.
Well, they've got to be upset now that you're bigger than ever. So it's beautiful. And she's hosting the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. Oh my God.
I finally made it.
No, we made it. We love you. I've been a big fan for a long time. I remember my grandfather. He's been dead about 15 years, but I remember sitting in his house with my grandmother watching you on 60 Minutes and thinking, wow, that's an amazing journalist right there. So it's great to have you here. So I got a few of these Trump clips from his press conference. Let's play Trump. The presidency was taken away from Joe Biden. He had the right to run. That's true. This was an undemocratic coup, just like everything else we've seen. Trump is right to say this. Here it is.
A vice president who is the least admired, least respected, and the worst vice president in the history of our country, the most unpopular vice president, and because of political reasons or because of being politically correct, even though she never received a vote. Don't forget, she was the first one defeated, as I remember it, because I watched it very closely. But she was the first one. She never made it to Iowa, the first state. She never made it to Iowa. She was the first one that was defeated. She was the nastiest to him. She was nasty with the calling him a racist and the school bus and all of the different things. She was very nasty to Biden. And shockingly, he appointed her, asked her to serve as vice president. Well, I don't know if he's happy about that decision right now. This was taken away. The presidency was taken away from Joe Biden. And I'm no Biden fan, but I'll tell you what, from a constitutional standpoint, from any standpoint you look at, they took the presidency away. And people were saying he lost after the debate. He couldn't win. Well, I don't know that that's true necessarily. But whether he could win or he couldn't win, he had the right to run. And they took it away. They said they're going to use the 25th Amendment. They're going to hit you hard. Either we can do it the nice. I heard. I know exactly because I know a lot of people on the other side, believe it or not. And they said, we'll do it the nice way. We'll do it the hard way. And he said, all right. So that, I mean, they've really taken, what they've done is pretty incredible.
Trump's really making a key point here. Steal the election from him, try to take him on the ballot, remove Biden. They're really showing their totalitarian colors.
You remember the movie Wag the Dog?
Yeah, excellent.
Isn't that what we're looking at?
It is.
Right? It's exactly that. This really kind of exposes their operations, which usually happen behind a wall of, you know, media cover, right? But now they come.
No, that's the key. The mask is off.
Yes. I think we're just seeing in plain sight now what has always been there, but it's been harder for us to identify because they were much more skilled and adept at keeping it from us.
I want to play a clip about Trump talking about Elon Musk, which is true. Folks, I'm not some Elon boaster, but I judge tree by its fruits. He's devastating them. He is a maverick with what he's doing. And Trump points out that Elon Musk endorsed me. It wasn't easy to do. He is courageous, and he is. Here's a clip.
Yeah, sure. So Elon called me. As you know, he endorsed me full-throated. Great endorsement. I respect Elon a lot. He respects me. And not easy for him to endorse, to be honest with you. You know, it takes courage to endorse people. Many people have courage and many people don't. He does have courage. And Elon endorsed me and he asked me whether or not I'd do a show on Monday. And I think it's going to be Monday night. And I believe he's the host of the show. So it'll be very interesting. A lot of people are talking about it. I look forward to it. That'll be done on Monday night.
So, yeah, this is going to be huge. I mean, Elon is all in now. This is very exciting.
Well, Elon Musk, I mean, really is leading the way on multiple fronts right now. His lawsuit against GARM, right, the globalist sort of advertising cabal that has been behind many of these shadow campaigns to stop anyone getting advertisers.
The BlackRock ESG.
Yeah, I mean, Musk leading the way on that and funding the lawsuits for people who cannot fund their own lawsuits. This has been very significant because lawfare is and misuse of the legal system is well, I mean, you know, who am I talking to? You know this, you know.
But Laura, I can't keep track of all the good stuff Elon's doing. It's like it's all good. And then I'm not going to sit here and go, I'm holier than thou. You must be secretly evil. No, they hate him. They're criminally coming after him in the EU and the UK and Brazil and Australia. Yeah. I mean, he's devastating them. All because he's finally, I already knew this from inside people, I'll leave it gross, but I mean, that's what he said, they murdered my son. Okay. That was his Rubicon moment, was he was like, I'm done.
Okay, so I will say that if anyone hasn't heard Elon tell that story, he does it a lot better than you.
He does. I cut right to the chase. It's tear-jerking.
But if you haven't heard Elon Musk talk about that, you really need to hear it because.
And I apologize for boiling it down to a gross level. I'm just saying, like, that there's a level for any man.
He probably wouldn't care about you boiling it down.
I understand,
that
yeah.
He probably wouldn't care. But I just say, I urge people to go and look up that clip.
Well, there's a good chance he's listening right now. He listens every day. Well, what I'm saying is, that's a Rubicon moment.
I thought it was very revealing. And also, I have to be honest, I was very moved. And I feel the kind of thing with Elon because he's a fellow South African. And I remember the early days with Elon Musk. I remember when they sold PayPal. And do you know what he did, Alex? Do you know that story?
I do, but tell it.
That was when he promised R1 million, because Rand being the South African currency, to every single employee of his company. He made every single one of them a millionaire, including the tea lady So, you know, the lady would come in from the townships and make tea. The guy who worked in the garden, the overnight security guard. I've never forgotten that about Elon Musk. And when I listened to him tell that story about his son, one, I felt on a personal level, I felt angry for him and just angry that these people have been able to do this to so many. And then on
the other, they're coming for my kids, too.
All of our kids. They're coming for all of our kids. And our children are under spiritual attack, too. Make no mistake about
well,
that.
They are, yeah.
But think about this. Elon Musk is about as powerful an individual as any as you can get. And they still got to his kids.
That was my point, is you think they'd be smart enough, let's not get his kid. No, they wanted that trophy.
Yeah, but think about all the parents around this country who come under pressure from therapists and, you know, and school administrators and doctors and hospitals. I mean, think about
and they pass laws even in Colorado where they don't tell the parents they're luring your kid away.
Yes. In fact, you know what? Here's something that I'm investigating right now is I was just contacted by someone who's working on this. It's an underground network, really, where they take trans kids away from their parents.
Oh, that's in Washington.
And hide them.
What state is it? Washington?
Oh, I'm not going to say right now.
It's a bunch of states.
This is where they use furries. You know, these crazy people that dress up.
Yeah, trick them with furry little animals.
It's tied to the furries and the trans community, and they're luring these
kids away. It's pedophiles dressed up like animals. Come here. Your mommy won't be there, dear daddy. We're going to take care of you. It's a pedophile cult.
Okay, I'm not doing that. You do that way too well.
I do it way too well?
I'm not doing it. Yeah. I was not asking you
to do a little furry dance.
Just making sure we're clear on that.
Did I ask you, Laura, to do a
no,
furry dance?
No, you didn't.
No, I've covered it. I know what they're doing. Yeah, you're right.
And I mean, literally in Llano, Texas, okay, which is not far from where we're sitting right now, I had a woman come up to me, a mother, come up to me at a Lincoln Reagan dinner I spoke at, and she told me that in the classrooms in Llano, Texas, they were having kids dress up as furries and partner and, you know, crawl around on all fours and be led on a leash. I'm not kidding.
No.
You know, I just saw that woman. The same woman came up to me. I did the Remnant Alliance event in Dallas, Texas, with all these pastors. And that woman was at the gala. And she came up to me and I couldn't believe it. I said, how's it going in Llano? She said, it's worse than ever.
I know. So what I'm saying is this classic. And this furry thing, I didn't even know about it until I researched it like 5 years ago. That's in The Shining.
It's another level of insanity.
It's how the pedophiles dress up like furries to do it.
Yeah.
This is how they're recruiting the kids.
And they're taking your children away, and they're hiding them in these underground networks.
They passed a law last year in Washington to take children and put them in these.
Oh, yeah.
And not tell the parents where they are. It's incredible.
In Vermont, they say that they can vaccinate your kids at school. They don't have to have your permission, and they don't have to tell you.
The cult wants your children. Here's Trump.
Okay, wait. So just the one thing about Elon that I want to say. The one part is that personal part with Elon Musk. But the other part about it is, imagine where we would be today if Twitter had stayed in the hands of the people running it before.
I'm very thankful we've been in a bad position.
We'd be in a much worse
position. By the way, Laura, I'm not doing the furry thing with you. See, touche. What is that? You're hilarious.
I got you.
You like my little furry dance? Did I get it right? How do you know what the... I'm just trying to like... Anyway, I saw the video. Like, all right, anyways. Here's Trump. People need guns for protection. Here it is.
If you take away guns, she wants to take away everyone's gun. If you take away guns, can't do it because people need the guns for protection. Now, entertainment, they want it, hunting, they want, you know, different things. But they need weapons for protection in this country. People live out in the woods and they're not going to have a gun. If you look at some countries, I don't want to get them in trouble, but some countries have actually gone the opposite way. They had very strong gun laws and now they have gone the opposite way, where they allowed people to have guns, where in one case they encouraged people to go out and get guns, and crime is down 29%. And remember this, what is the toughest gun law in the United States? Chicago. On July 4th, 117 people were shot and 17 died. The toughest gun laws in the United States are in the city of Chicago. You know that. They had 117 people shot. Afghanistan does not have that. Afghanistan, by the way, was the lowest point in the history of our country, in my opinion. That was the worst embarrassment to the history of this country. And I say Putin would not have gone into Ukraine if that didn't happen. When he saw the incompetence of Milley and all these guys that are incompetent, when he saw that happen, when they took out the soldiers first. They took out the soldiers first. You know, if you go back and check your records, for 18 months, I had a talk with Abdul. Abdul was the leader of the Taliban, still is. But I had a strong talk with him. For 18 months, not one American soldier was shot at or killed.
All right, let's stop there. Since Laura mentioned this, here is the clip of him talking about what happened to his son, who he basically correctly says is dead as his real identity, captured by the cult. Here it is.
It happened to one of my older boys, where I was... I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on, and we had COVID going on, and so there was a lot of confusion. You know, I was told, oh, Xavier might commit suicide if he did.
That was a lie right from the outset.
Incredibly evil. And I agree with you that people that have been promoting this should go to prison.
That's
so I was tricked into doing this. It wasn't explained to me that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs. So I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah,
All right, so the reason it's called dead naming is because your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead, killed by the woke mind virus.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, and there's lots of people in that situation now.
Right.
It's not pretty. And lots of demolished kids.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's a good reason to be the final straw. All right, so let's...
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that. And we're making some progress.
Yeah, I mean, if I was the globalist, I wouldn't try to destroy the son of Elon Musk, but they just can't stop. So then it was a prize, Laura.
And it just breaks your heart. It really breaks my heart. I feel like... I saw Elon Musk in that moment in a way I'd never seen him before. And you can just, you can feel his pain.
You know why he's doing it now.
You understand. Yeah, it really changes everything for me. I had a lot of faith in him before that, but I did have some questions. And I just feel like, I mean, I'm a mama bear, man. I'm a mama bear first and foremost. It is the most important thing in the world to me. And I'll fight for your kids and for his as much as I will fight for mine. And I just think that these people truly are evil. When he says in that quiet voice, you know, that's when I vowed to destroy them and I'm making some progress. Wow. that's pretty powerful.
That's when I vowed to destroy them and I'm making some progress. And that's what the left has to, these Satanists have to get. War is a two-way street. It's a two-way street.
It is a two-way street. And so, by the way, is technology. You know, they're using it against us, but we can use it against them. And that's what Elon Musk has been doing, right? He's been taking their tactics, their tools, and putting that back in the hands of the people.
Let's go to break. Drew Hernandez is still going to take over, do some great work, and then Owen Schroyer. I want you to finish up, help people find you, everything Laura Logan, and then we'll have Drew Hernandez. So I apologize. He gets it sometimes the fourth hour I take over. He gets it. And he'll maybe host with me next week or something to take over the show too. But tomorrow... The first 2 hours, Laura Logan hosting InfoWars. Yes! Ha ha ha! Yeah! Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So 2.5 years ago,
one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Rally Patriots Worldwide. It's Alex Jones here with Laura Logan. Here Hernandez coming up live.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Laura, you're going to be hosting the first 2 hours tomorrow. We look forward to the Saturday and Sunday show. I'm called away for stuff I got to deal with, but you're so gracious to do that. Fellow Texan here with us. Closing comments, and how do people find your great work?
So you can find me on X. My show is on there, too, The Rest of the Story with Laura Logan. My handle is at Laura Logan. I'm also on Truth Social and Wimkin and Rumble and Locals and a few other places.
Beautiful. Your closing comment about the state of the world.
I would just urge people to think critically about everything. You don't have to take anything I say at face value. Challenge everything. You know, as I said to my son just the other day, I was explaining to him, because we went to the orthodontist, and he was telling me all the reasons he didn't need to get braces and why he didn't have to listen to the orthodontist. And I was like, wow, you know, when I was a kid, the orthodontist said you need braces, you got them.
It's healthy. You've done well.
Right. And so he said to me, Mom, you got to question everything. And I thought that was quite extraordinary. It was a great reminder from my 15-year-old, question everything, challenge everything, because the only thing that stands up to questioning is the truth. Lies need, they have no legs. They need more lies and more lies and more lies to keep them up. And what we're seeing right now is all of the lies around us are crumbling. But if you want to get to the other side of this and you want the truth to prevail and there is only one truth, then you need to stand up.
Beautifully said. All right, Laura Logan, thank you so much. Drew Hernandez takes over now.
All righty, thank you, Alex, and the great Laura Logan. What's going on, InfoWarriors? My name is Drew Hernandez. I am your guest host for the remainder of the fourth hour. And I do want to kind of piggyback on this conversation when it comes to this insane, satanic, Baphomet, LGBTQ, so-called trans kid agenda, and really zero in on Tim Walz, because I think people need to really understand, and I know the InfoWarriors get this, but when you take a look at someone like Tim Walz being propped up by the Democrat Party as America's coach or America's big gay dad, that's pretty much what they're spinning him off to be, as if he's some kind of kind papa that could, you know, anyone could just have their child sit on his lap and you could feel safe with him. Of course, these satanic Democrat pedophiles are going to prop up somebody as depraved and degenerate like Tim Walz. Now, Kamala Harris is a full-blown mental retard. We all get that. We all understand that. She's depraved as well, but this is exactly why she will not hold any press conferences. This is exactly why she will not address the media. This is why she doesn't want to have any type of press like that, because the campaign full well knows that they will receive bad press as a result, because there are some very serious questions that will be and can be asked that will be used against her. They've kind of learned their lessons from Biden when they were trying to cover it up entirely. Having him talk to the press even for 5 seconds was totally turned against them and backfired. But when they decided to launch the coup led by Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to launch the 25th Amendment to threaten him, to pressure him to not step aside, but according to the letter that was dropped on President Biden's X account on that Sunday afternoon, him to stand down. Those were the exact words, to stand down. That is how the deep state works. But again, Kamala Harris is an obvious threat because she's just as worse of a puppet as Joe Biden is. But at least with Joe Biden, they had the excuse that his age was causing his cognitive decline. But with Kamala Harris, they don't have any excuses. She's just a low IQ retarded DEI hire that's been propped up because they need another puppet that's a bit younger to carry out their depraved, degenerate, disgusting agendas brought out and assigned by the New World Order that we see carried out every single day. So this brings me to Tim Walz, especially with this agenda. I think people really do need to take a look at how serious and how dangerous this individual will be. Now, Kamala will be a puppet. Let's say we get a President Kamala Harris, which will totally plunge this entire nation into chaos, free fall, economic chaos, cultural chaos. Our military will be depleted and destroyed. Our police departments will be depleted and destroyed, and they will install a police state as a result. That's why they've been defunding the police for the past couple of years, because that's a regime installation. Get rid of the good guys, get rid of any good police officers, cause them to retire early, cause them to get out of the force. They're doing the same thing with the military. They're doing the same thing with the Border Patrol, because that's a regime installation. Defund the police, gut the Border Patrol, gut the military. That's all. That's not necessarily to create anarchy. That's to install their regime with an entire army of degenerate pedophiles without a conscience that will carry out wicked orders against the citizens of its own country. If you don't believe me, take a look at exactly what's happening in Britain right now. They're just a few years ahead of us. So with that said, you'll have a Kamala Harris puppet. That's why she's being propped up as the first black girl president ever. And it's totally amazing and gay and everybody's happy, right? That's just the dangling, shiny thing that Democrats are so very good. They're masters of propaganda to get all their NPCs and retarded voters to just be amplified literally, not overnight, immediately, within an hour. They're very good at this, and you should not underestimate that. It's not that you shouldn't underestimate Kamala Harris. She's retarded and everybody knows it. It's the machine behind Kamala Harris that you should not underestimate. And I know a lot of people are pointing to the fact that Democrats are just given free concerts. And that's why millions of people are all over social media amplifying the size of her rallies. And there's thousands of people there. Well, yeah, because they've been doing that for a very long time. And they're very good at that. And it's nothing new. Democrats just offering free anything for votes. And it works. And they have really, really, really sharpened their blade when it comes to running these types of campaigns. They've refined their ability to do this, and they're doing it right now. And I know Republicans and right-wingers and Trump supporters may look at this, and of course you could criticize it and say, well, all those people are there for a free concert. True, but it works, and it does gain votes. That's a fact. Democrats have been doing this for a long time. It's nothing new. And they're running the same thing with Kamala Harris. So don't underestimate the machine behind Kamala Harris. Because the moment you do, you become complacent and you think you got the W in the bag, and that's when you lost. You don't lose in November. You lose when you convince yourself that the other side and the machine that are masters at propaganda to activate their NPCs within seconds are unbeatable. That is not the mentality we need right now. Everyone must remain vigilant at all costs, because we have a serious deep state, New World Order, satanic Luciferian regime that is getting closer and closer and closer to another 8 years. Mark my words, they rigged this election. You will have 8 years of Kamala Harris in the White House. Yes. If you think America is bad now, for all the normies out there that might be watching me on X at Real Alex Jones or at InfoWars, or you can find me on X at Drew H Live, I'll tell you this. If you think America has been a complete horror show for the past 4 years under Biden and Kamala Harris, well, just picture that for another 8 years and beyond with a president Kamala Harris. All of a sudden, magically, things are going to change and get better when she's been the VP. She's been in the White House with Joe Biden for the past 4 years. Now, all of a sudden, it's magically going to change. This is why her campaign is not pointing to anything within her record the past 4 years. If you pay attention and you use your brain, for any normies out there, if you really take a look at what this campaign is doing, isn't it traditionally the most effective way to campaign is to point to your most recent record, especially if you are the first black girl, female president, vice president of the United States. Well, what has the first black girl, female president of the United States done the past 4 years? Nothing. And the Harris campaign can't even point to a damn thing the past 4 years because she's a low IQ diversity hire. That's a retard that laughs at everything and can't have a conversation with the mainstream media without having the fear that everyone's going to view her for the retard diversity hire that she actually is. What am I saying? What I'm saying is that her own campaign they literally can't point to anything she's accomplished for the past 4 years of the first black girl VP because she's done nothing but cause destruction to this nation with Joe Biden. Tag team together. And they can't even campaign on that for her to be the first black girl female president because she's a total disaster. But again, she's a puppet. And again, this brings me to Tim Walz. Because Obama's running the show, that's very clear. Obama led the coup against Joe Biden. President Trump made that very clear today in his press conference in Mar-a-Lago, in case you missed it. You can go find the clips on my X. Go to at Drew H Live. You can follow me over there. But President Trump made it very clear. He actually defended Joe Biden. He said the presidency was stolen from Joe Biden. Why? Because the Democrats staged a coup led by Barack Obama, and President Trump even name-dropped Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Kamala Harris all in unison together to remove Joe Biden from the race for another 4 years. Now, you and I know very clearly that Joe was incapable of another 4 years, but still, nobody voted for Kamala Harris as the president for the nomination of the DNC. And they're calling this democracy because democracy is synonymous with communism and globalism in the mind of a Democrat or a leftist or a psychotic uniparty operative that is destroying the West currently as I speak. And so with that said, we know that Barack Obama is leading the charge. It's the reason why Joe Biden was pressured to stand down because they were going to threaten the 25th Amendment against him to declare him incompetent to carry out his literal president duties. I mean, and we've all known this, right? But the fact of the matter is will Kamala be in charge as a president? I would say no. She's a puppet. She will do as she's told in the eyes of the public. It's like a smoke screen. Kamala Harris will be a smoke screen. Okay, she'll be the one at the forefront that Democrats will want everyone to be focused on. The first black female president did this. The first black female president did this. The first black female president did this. It'll continue. More homosexuals, degenerates with their genitals out at the White House. Okay, they'll probably have children out in the open. It's straight Sodom and Gomorrah levels right now, okay? That's where we're at. And that'll be at the forefront. But the one actually carrying things out will be Tim Walz. And I think this is why he was selected. It's a bad selection, especially with the stolen valor. clearly stolen valor attempt at running as the vice president to capture the White House. I mean, it is stolen valor, but he's attempting to ride that wave to the White House. That is not a good look for Democrats. And you have U.S. veterans from both sides, Republicans or Democrats. And there's tons of footage out there of veterans confronting his staff offices, questioning why he's claiming to be a combat veteran in Afghanistan. That is stolen valor. You do not do that. Does not matter who you are. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Every single veteran that is out there that hears me will tell you this is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. We don't care who you are. And I'm not a veteran. I'm just saying this is all I've been hearing from veterans on comment sections on my shows, people calling in on my show, DMs I've been getting. They all keep saying this Republican Democrat is not an issue to us. It is your fake claims of serving as a combat veteran when you never saw combat, when there are men and women that have died out there. Okay. You are LARPing. You are fake. You are lying about something that is clearly not for you, a self-sacrifice that you weren't anywhere near. So get that out of your mouth. And stolen valor is actually against the law. And so that's huge. That's a bad look for Democrats, but Democrats are liars. What do you expect? Of course, everything about this is astroturfed, but it doesn't mean it's not effective. This is where Republicans, right-wingers, and Trump supporters need to really, really pull your mind out of that. Pull your mind out of, okay, what they're doing is fake and astroturfed. It's not going to work. Stop thinking that way, because that's not the way to think right now. Yes, it's astroturfed. Yes, it's fake. Yes, they're being propped up. Yes, they're lying. Yes, it works. It works. This is the art of propaganda. You tell a lie. You tell it frequent. You tell it bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually the masses are going to believe it, especially their own base. The real question right now is, how do moderates, how do independents feel about all of this? And I think the election will determine that, if we actually do have a free and fair election, which I'm not quite too confident we will, but we've seen some developments in some different states. In Nevada, cleaning up the voting rolls, huge. Georgia, I believe, allowing poll watchers to be inside watching the status of the machines and the vote. So there have been some movements, ballot chasers being recruited and deploying across the United States for the 2024 election. There have been some changes in some states. But the big question is, will the too big to rig theory be enough to beat out the millions of illegals, the machines that are not being watched, the mass mail-in ballot drops, millions of dead that will be voting outside of states that have not cleaned up their voter rolls? The big question is, will the too big to rig theory be correct to beat out all of that? We're talking about conservatively, maybe 15 to 20 million illegals voting in this next election. So I don't know. You do the math. You have your own opinion on that. But back to Tim Walz. For any father out there, because or mother, grandmother or grandfather, or if you're an aunt or an uncle, you have a niece or a nephew, right? Even if you don't have kids, children should always be a concern to you. Even if you don't have children, you don't have a niece, you don't have a nephew or a grandson, whatever, that doesn't mean like you do not have the right to be concerned about the children in your society. You damn well should be concerned at all costs, especially when you have these homosexual pedophiles coming after your children openly, just straight up pride rallies with homosexuals with their genitals out and children right there. And they're just dancing and they're helicoptering with their penises as kids walk by. And they call that progression and they call it pride and they call it real freedom to express yourself literally naked in front of little children. Cause that's great. It's liberal. It's awesome. And we feel free. No, that's called Sodom and Gomorrah. That's called perversion. The Bible has addressed this and he's forewarned not to accept homosexuality. And if the nation doesn't want to agree with God, well, then accept your destruction. It's as simple as that. If you don't want to listen to God, then accept your destruction of your families, of your children, of your society, of your entire civilization. Accept it. You don't want to side with God on this subject, then accept your destruction, period. This comes down to God's word, not Drew's word, not any talk show's word, God's word himself on this subject. That's why you're seeing so much perversion, because we've tolerated perversion up until this point. And there is no piece of policy and there is no human idea that's going to put this thing to sleep. It is only the gospel of Jesus Christ obeyed by the masses and his word obeyed by the masses that will address this sexual perversion that has been tolerated for far too long in this country. Drew, you sound really radical. Fine. Yes, I'm a born-again Christian. I'm a Christ supremacist. I'm not a liberal. Okay? Newsflash, I'm not a liberal. You want to call me a far-right Christian extremist? Whatever. Fine. Give me the crown. I'll put it on. I'll wear that. I will gladly accept that title because I believe in my Bible, and I believe my Bible determines the reality around me as civilization should go. And if you disagree with that and you call yourself a Christian, you might want to examine yourself as to whether you really are in the faith. That's a side note. Tim Walls, with the remaining time I have, any sane individual out there needs to really understand how dangerous this guy is. This guy's worse than Kamala Harris and Joe Biden combined. And he will be running the show because he's not dumb. He's very smart. He's very intelligent. He's cunning. And I think that's exactly why Barack Obama wanted him. Because they need someone that is intelligent, but that is depraved, wicked, and void of morality. That is Tim Walz. He's smart. He's not stupid. He's not a stupid man. Do not look at someone like Tim Walz as stupid. Don't underestimate somebody like that. He's intelligent. He's smart. But he's evil. That is a combination that is a total, total nightmare for society. And I think that is why he was selected. Traditionally, I mean, you'll hear Roger Stone say, right? Traditionally, politicians left and right, they'll pick VPs that don't necessarily, you know, do much for them, but they don't hurt them. Just pick someone that's safe. I don't think Democrats are thinking that way. Democrats don't run campaigns like that right now in 2024. Everything about Democrats is let's prop them up like rock stars. They're like the next messiahs. They should be worshipped. Let's brand them in Hollywood and they are to be embraced like that. And that is how we communicate with our voters, emotionally connecting with them. That's what Democrats are doing with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz right now. However, to sane-minded individuals, we still have to point these things out. And I'll do it real quick. You want to know how insane this guy is? You know how depraved and wicked this guy is? Whether you're a Christian or not, let me ask you this. This guy signs bills, signs away legislation in Minnesota as the governor, right? For abortion, for a woman to have the right to have an abortion at any point in the pregnancy, first, second, third trimester, all the way up into 9 months, hours before the baby's born, if the mother decides to neutralize that pregnancy and neutralize that baby, she has the right to do that. And I believe that abortion is murder at conception, okay? That's my Christian belief. I believe it's murder because life begins at conception. And any point in the pregnancy is murder. But however, I will point out to you how extreme and insane, all abortion is extreme and insane. But the fact that he legislates this way, that a woman could neutralize and execute her baby even at 9 months, if she chose, changed her mind. And even to take it a step further, he even legislated that if the abortion fails and the baby survives, that doctors, the clinics, or wherever she gets the abortion, it's infanticide, it's murder. That if the baby survives, that doctors are not obligated by law to keep the baby alive. They could just let the baby sit there and just die, suffer, and nobody will ever know. You want to know why no one will ever know? Because he even took it a step further and legislated that doctors, medical personnel, nurses, anybody involved, clinics that carry out these abortions, if the baby survives, they don't even have to report it. They are not obligated to report any of this to the government, the state, at all. It is all done in secret, under the table. And taxpayers fund it all. Straight up murder out in the open. And they don't even have to. They're not obligated. This goes against everything taught ever for doctors and nurses and medicine for thousands of years. You are obligated to keep human life living at all costs. Right? But no, not with babies, because babies, we don't care. It's human sacrifice. It's Molech, okay? Worship, incinerating babies, offering up human sacrifice, dismembering our babies. That's who Tim Walz is. That's how Tim Walz has already governed. He's not promising to do that. He's already done that. He's created Minnesota to be a sanctuary state where so-called trans kids can flee their parents. And they can go to Minnesota, they can get their genitals cut off, the state will pay for it and carry it out without telling the parents. Yes, Tim Walz has signed off on all of this. Oh, and by the way, it's so extreme that he even signed off that the state can, in an emergency, they can take temporary emergency custody of your child. If your child flees from you because you're a bigot parent that doesn't want to chop their genitals off and pump them up with drugs and puberty blockers, they can flee to Minnesota. The state will take emergency custody of your child and carry out these operations and not even have to tell you or consent with you. And this can go anywhere. They accuse you of child abuse. So, well, the state takes custody of your child because you are risking your child of suicide. Wouldn't you rather have a living daughter than a dead son if your son claims to be a little girl? What's wrong with you? That's child abuse. This is how radical this guy is. And I'll end here. There's a book called Gender Queer that depicts homosexual acts of oral sex of teenage boys. And this is shown to little kids in school. And it's called, technically they call it, homosex. Really, it's homosexual education for children. It's pornography for kids. And there have been calls from parents to ban these books out of schools. And you want to know what Tim Walz's reaction was to that? He said, that's ridiculous. Oh, and by the way, also, there was legislation originally that was signed that made it hard for pedophiles to identify that as their sexual orientation as to why they're attracted to children. He redacted that very legislation out of the original legislation to make it easier for pedophiles to hide behind sexual orientation. Sick stuff.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names, but they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have
the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name nitric boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.